My special guests today are Professor Alan Cheng, who is Director of the Infection Prevention and Healthcare Epidemiology Unit here at Alfred Health, and Dr. James Trower, who is a respiratory and sleep physician, public health physician here as well, and also a senior lecturer at Monash Uni. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time.
Thanks very much.
You two have co-authored an editorial for us on multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis and the role Australia can play. Why is it important that Australia play a role? It's not a huge problem here, is it?
It's not a huge problem here, but 60% of the multi-drug-resistant cases of TB are in our region, and obviously a lot of the world's population is in our region as well,
yeah.
And that reflects that to some degree. But we do see cases regularly imported from our region into Australia, and if we don't do something to help this, then it will become our problem as well.
Right. Is it coming in via refugees, or what's the demographic there?
It's actually mainly not refugees. So most of the cases are basically visitors and students and immigrants from particularly India and China being the sort of the largest population centres. I think there are higher rates in other parts of the world, particularly in the Horn of Africa or in some parts of the Pacific. Mm. But, a lot of our immigration comes from our region, and India and China are particularly the largest groups.
Multi-drug resistant TB is the biggest problem in the countries that can least afford to do anything about it. Is that why Australia's got a particularly important, because we've got such a strong infrastructure here, don't we?
Yeah, I think, one thing that we said in the editorial was that drug resistance is both a symptom and a cause of poor health services. So, if you don't have very good TB services, then drug resistance can be a consequence of that. But then having drug resistance, makes it more difficult for these countries to get an effective TB control program going.
And what can we do to help, James?
Yeah, well, I think we can do a range of things in relation to policy and support for these countries, both in terms of developing TB-specific programs, but also in terms of developing general health systems. And I think Australia's got a really important role in the Pacific and across Asia in doing those sorts of things. As we mentioned, TB affects the most disadvantaged populations in the world, and multi-drug-resistant TB is a really difficult problem to treat in that context, and it's because it's really expensive to treat and it takes a lot of resources to treat. So rolling out programs that can effectively treat multi-drug resistant TB, a really complex problem to manage in these most impoverished regions, is something that Australia can really help with.
What makes it complex to manage?
Well, it certainly requires more drugs than tuberculosis that isn't multi-drug resistant, and patients are on treatment for a lot longer, and the drugs that are used are a lot more toxic, so that means that patients need a lot more support to get through the treatment and to manage the side effects and the problems that they're having as they get through.
So the more toxic the treatment, I guess, the harder it is to get people to complete the treatment.
Yeah, that's right, yes. Mm. Certainly that's the case to an extent in Australia, but it's a huge problem across the world. In fact, out of all of the cases, nearly 500,000 cases of multi-drug resistant TB that are diagnosed across the world, only 10% of people make it all the way through from when they first present to healthcare to get all the way through to the end of this really difficult treatment regimen.
10%, that's not great, is it?
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, from a perspective of treating TB in Australia, TB is, even in developing countries, it's usually a pretty rewarding disease to treat. People feel better fairly quickly. It takes 6 months to, get them through the treatment, and you have to support them through that. So in developing countries, there's DOTS programs, directly observed therapy. Multi-drug resistance is a whole, different kettle of fish.
Not even the worst of it, is it?
There's XDR and beyond XDR TB. Right. The drugs that you use for multi-drug resistance are, they're probably not far off like what people used to complain about with chemotherapy. These are the ones that, they look at the powder. PAS is very, it causes a lot of nausea and vomiting. Mm. And after a while, people look at the powder and start vomiting before they've taken it. It's that sort of, degree of nausea. And then there's some of them called psychiatric problems, and then you have to take it for 18 months. It's not, or 24 months. It's not just 6 months of therapy. So it's really hard to get people through. And this is Australia where, we can do everything to, we've got all the resources at our disposal to get them through. For a country where, you know, if the drugs are available at all, and then all the resources that you have to get them started and tested and diagnosed and then through to the end is, you know, it's a huge ask.
What's the state of our assistance to other countries right now?
Well, certainly Australia has supported a range of programs and includes TB programs in developing countries of our region. I guess we've tended to have a regional focus, look at countries like the Asia Pacific and look at countries like Papua New Guinea and be able to make some changes there. Mm. But I think compared to the scale of the problem, there's a huge amount more that can be done. In terms of how Australia is delivering its aid budget overseas at the moment, there's certainly scope for a lot more to be spent and a lot more to be done. And it will, I think, pay off for Australia to do that, because it will reduce the amount of importation of the disease that we're seeing, but also support countries that are highly afflicted to develop in a number of ways to improve their economy and their society, and that will also pay off for Australia to be in a stronger region.
Yeah.
There've been economic analyses in a range of magazines and sort of non-healthcare media outlets that show that spending on TB is one of the most effective ways of improving economic development.
Is there resistance to increasing that aid?
I guess we're not really engaged at that spending money, making decisions about spending money. But I think in general there's resistance to spending aid overseas. I guess it's a political thing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're part of a global community. It may not be our problem now, but it will be. There is a trickle of cases, and it will be our problem in the future.
There are new drugs for tuberculosis, and they are potentially effective tools in combating multidrug resistant tuberculosis in particular. In fact, that's mostly where they're used, the new ones that are coming through. And it is great to see that there are now two or three drugs that are beginning to make their way through to being used in clinical practice. But I think if you put that in the context of what's going on in other diseases, TB is a long way behind a lot of other infectious and non-infectious conditions like HIV, where the treatment has really been revolutionised over the last couple of decades, whereas for TB we're still largely reliant on drugs that are decades and decades old.
Yeah. Are there new regimens as well?
There's a couple of new regimens coming out. So there's talk of this Bangladesh regimen, which is seven drugs for multi-drug resistant TB. I think there's still a lot of research that needs to be done to make sure that it works and to confirm that, but it's certainly a promising sign. If we go back 10 years, there really wasn't much research going on in TB, at least to this extent.
Right.
And the fact that we have new drugs and new regimens and we're talking about these things, I think, is a positive sign. But, a little bit more, these efforts do need to be supported. And more importantly, you know, when we know that they work, they need to be rolled out in the countries that need them.
So the takeaway message really is, yes, it'll give us a warm and fuzzy feeling, but it'll also help Australia in the long term.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Thank you both for your time.
Nice, thank you.
My pleasure. Mm-hmm.